I figured the little fatty cast wasn't using the poopy music anymore. I could take it.
Oh, he's back, though.
But he's Big Fatty Online, all completely different.
Look
not,
at him.
Not using sound effects, so there's no reason why I can't have this one now.
Next,
I haven't heard anybody else using it yet.
And next you'll be stealing the...
Matt's the Podcasters?
Yes.
Oh, I know I should. It's just so me, isn't it?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and today we have our very first installment of The Gays, and I've got a little quiz program update for you. So, basically, it's going to be ruined. Oh, and happy Chinese New Year, and you're fat. Oh, Lord. Well, I forgot to mention that this is episode 5, and this is for Thursday, February the 7th. Well, we've got our very first episode of The Gays coming up today, and it's just the segment where I'm going to just do a little chitter-chatting with someone, and so maybe the opening music gave you a little hint as to... Who that might be. But I want to let everyone know that on Wednesday, the house guests for the new season of Big Brother were announced, and Big Fatty has posted the men's over there on the www. And this morning on Thursday, I am going to post the fan men's for the Survivor that premieres tonight, Thursday night. And this is the fans versus favorites version of the Survivor. Can you believe that it is season 16 of Survivor? I mean, I don't know. Back to the Big Brother. There, it is official that at least two of the ones going into the house are homosexual. Oh my God, I cannot believe it. Homosexuals, I cannot believe it. So, anyway, I don't have any voice letters, and bitches, you better get on the horn and give me a call at 206-337-1438, or I'm going to give you the finger. But until I give you the finger, iTunes is still getting it, and here's The Gays for your enjoyment. Well, hello there, Mr. Michael from QCast Connection. How does it feel to be the number one person on The Gays?
Wow, words fail me. I'm so honored to be popping the Gays cherry, as it were.
God, I've just got a little bit of vomit in the back of my mouth. Now, Michael.
Oh, good. Then my job is done.
Right. Okay. Well, thanks for being on the show. Good night, everybody. Now, Michael, before we really get into this, because I really don't know what this is all going to be. It's just going to be a segment where I talk to somebody. So.
Well, then you're off to a good start.
Right. Oh, Lord, Tristan has come on the Skype. I can only imagine what horrible IMs I'll get from him.
Yeah, I was listening to the two of you this morning, actually.
Oh, was that in the shower?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay, good.
No, though I will say I am wearing considerable more right now than I was when you first called me.
Right, because everyone, Michael and I had decided that we would record. And so I called to make sure he was available and all, and he says, I'm standing here in my underpants sweating. And I thought, well, Big Fatty certainly has that effect on people.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly, yeah.
But in actuality, you had just gotten off work.
I just stepped off stage. That's correct.
Now, I understand that you work as a loan shark.
Well, some might say that more a predatory shark, but a shark nonetheless. Yes.
Right. Well, with that super bee around, you got to.
Well, you have to, exactly, because right. Someone's got to keep him on his toes.
Exactly. Now, precisely. Michael, on the Tuesday show, of the new Big Fatty Online, we debuted a brand new intro from the Fat Cave that you
did. You
we did, and clearly he doesn't listen. Y'all already unsubscribed, and we've only put out 3 episodes. Fantastic.
I did not download anything this morning. You are correct, because I had to go off to work fairly early, so I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Yeah. Most people don't download it. They just look at it and go, oh, Jesus.
We are not on iTunes yet, are you?
No, of course not. Well, are you kidding?
Well, do you honestly expect me to have to do the extra work to actually go to your website to get your episodes? Come on.
Well, true, I suppose.
You know. Ugh, man. Well, you're asking a lot of your listeners.
Unless you just, you know, have no life and want to ruin it or live in Australia. Anyway, by the way, probably the best thing that Scotty in Australia has ever done was name Super B.
I know.
I mean,
talk about something sticking that quickly.
I know it. That's wonderful. But y'all, Michael recorded an intro. I don't know what segment it'll eventually be for, but I use it today to talk about the quiz programs. It doesn't really have anything to do with quiz programs, but it was a way for me to play it. So.
Yeah, it kind of evolved into something that I don't know what I was planning for it to be. I just knew, as I said on that voicemail, that I had to come up with some kind of Fat Cave entrance music for you.
Yes, you did.
And then it just kind of evolved on its own. The more clips that I found, and you know, pulling video and bits off the actual television series, etc. So it evolved into what I sent you, and I'm glad you like it.
And you had to have had fun doing that.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was very fun. So
it just screamed of of funness. And y'all, if you haven't heard the February 5th show to know what the fuck we're talking about, go and listen to it. And if you don't, then fuck you.
Yeah. Well, so, I'll be sure to download it as soon as I hang up from you.
Well, you know what the fuck it sounds like.
No, I mean the whole show, though.
Oh, okay. You know,
I do hang on your every word, Big Fatty. Come on.
Well, it's nice to be hung on.
Something's got to be, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, Michael, I have to ask you a question that everyone has been asking, and they just haven't had the testicles. Well, maybe they have had the testicles to ask you.
To ask me?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Who's everyone?
Everyone.
Everyone.
Everyone. And, you know, right, since you're not on the Archer gangbangs anymore, and I can't say that I blame you. I mean,
it's not for lack of trying, I will say. I just seem to get scheduled to work every Wednesday night. So.
Well, please, I'm sure you're slipping that person that does the schedule a little extra so you're not available, right?
Shh, that'll be just between you and me, all right?
Okay, right. Archer doesn't listen, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but anyway,
what does everyone want to know?
We've known about you and Super B all this time, and we've come to love and enjoy your friendship and your podcast and all that. But British John?
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Now, we've seen some videos.
Uh-huh.
We've heard his voice, and we know he's an actor.
Yeah.
I would say that if someone sat down, let's just say the Christmas video.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If someone sat down and watched that the first time, okay, not knowing any of the three of you.
Right.
And you said to the person watching it, one of those people is gay. Which one do you think it is?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
99 out of 100 of them will choose British John.
Well, I think he acts gayer than the two of us in the other video as well.
Oh, absolutely.
In the Chaps video, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, and by the way, I was so disappointed with the Chaps video because I thought it was going to be leather-centric, and it wasn't.
Oh.
But anyway.
Well,
but it was
let me tell you, the plans for the Chaps is to visit them throughout the decades. So there will be a 70s version as well, so we'll see what we can do for you.
Ah, Chaps and Chaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can see British John in a pair of Chaps.
I mean, all I can tell you about John is that he vehemently denies it. But, you know, he is 24. There's still time.
Oh, is he really only 24?
Yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
I would have guessed he was in his 40s.
Well, you should see the music on his iPod. You would think that as well. So, yeah.
Oh, really?
He is an old soul. I will give him that. He is an old soul. He is very mature and wise beyond his years. But when push comes to shove, and I'm saying this as one of his closest and dearest friends, that he is, you know, only 24, and there's still a lot to British John I don't think we all know yet.
Wow. Well, good.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's gay as a giggle.
Yeah, he is. And yeah, which is why he fits so well in the QCast connection.
Right, exactly. And
he's the gayest straight man we know.
He really is. Either that, or he's an unbelievably good actor, and I don't think he's that good of an actor.
But no, he's not.
Okay,
no,
I didn't.
No.
I thought you'd agree with me on that.
Please, no.
Now, tell us just give us. When I started this segment, I wanted people who were going to be on the gays to give me a good gosh and gay. Now,
okay,
you understand what all that is, or
I do.
Okay,
I do. Well,
could you explain it to me? All right. So I want you to just give us a good gosh and gay, or good gosh or gay, or whatever of something.
Well, actually,
going
what
on.
I have is I have a good, and then I have a gosh and gay.
Okay,
does that count?
Sure.
All right. The good for me right now is that the birthday month has begun.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And would you like to remind us?
Kevin and I have been celebrating birthday month for a lot of years that we've been together. He hates it, of course, because I get a birthday month and he generally doesn't. My rationale for that is because I was born in February and it is the shortest month of the year. I deserve a little something special because, you know, I get gypped out of days. So
and when what day is your birthday?
February 28th.
The 28th.
Yes.
It's not really the 29th, and you celebrated it on the 28th.
No, actually, and I just there was a post on Digital Meatloaf about this, and Eric from Confessions of a Southern Boy had made a comment saying, "Oh, thank God you weren't born on the 29th on a leap year." And I said, "Well, as a matter of fact, my sister was born 2 years after me on the 29th, which of course was a leap year. So my parents were nothing if not consistent." So, yeah, I've never had a birthday of my own because my sister and I growing up always had to share the same birthday because she was born on the 29th. And, you know, once I finally, you know, broke away from the family unit, I think that's when birthday month originated because I wanted, you know, to make up for all that lost time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so how old is she now?
Well, this is 2008, so I think she will officially be, God, I got to remember, 6?
Oh, well.
Yeah, 6.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. That she looks damn old for a 6-year-old.
She looks, yeah.
It's
she,
like you know, British she, John. You know.
Exactly. She's an old soul as well, yes.
Okay.
And also apparently heterosexual. I'm not sure, but, you know, hey. Yeah, she works out a lot. She's like into martial arts and kickboxing and stuff. So there are some who look at her and go, lesbian, but not so much. She's got bigger biceps than I do, you know, and it's scary actually.
Okay, and but you're a pretty big man.
Well, why? Thank you. Yeah,
now,
not well, you know Tristan standards, but I
well,
do.
Right, exactly. But now,
yeah.
When you visited Charleston and did not stay at the Vader family condo,
oh yeah,
Did you? I can't remember. Did you come over to the Fat Cave on that visit?
Yes, I did. I saw the Fat Cave.
Did you?
I saw the hammock.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember if you did or not. So
I was surprised at how cavernous it was.
The hammock
and the fat cave.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
You got a gosh and gay.
My gosh and gay has to do with my work day today.
Oh, Lord.
Those of you who listen to the QCast Connection know that one of my jobs is working at Disney's Animal Kingdom, where I'm a cast member at Finding Nemo the Musical. And today we had absolutely no air conditioning in either our green room or the stage. And on top of that, the main water cooler that we use during the show, the coolant was broken, so it was pumping out tepid to hot water. For the entire day.
Gosh.
So it's a fairly physical show, which you may have gotten by the snippet of the video that I posted. But
right.
It's a 45-minute, very physical show. And to be basically doing it with absolutely no air conditioning. Now, I know everybody up north is going, oh, wow, you live in Florida. Yes, it was 83 degrees. Yes, I went to work today in shorts and flip-flops. Suck it, people. I don't care.
Yeah,
okay?
It was 80 here today.
Yeah, but you know, I'm still maintain that doing a 45-minute, very physical show with absolutely no air conditioning, it was basically like we were performing underwater. That's how thick and muggy it all was, and yeah, it was. Gosh, it was horrible. It was really gay. So.
And,
so when you called, that's why I was completely drenched in sweat in my underwear because I had just ripped off all of the costuming and I was just like sitting there trying, you know, with a fan blowing on me, trying to regain my composure. And all of a sudden my phone rings and it's you. Composure regained.
Composure regained, and he answered like he knew who the fuck it was.
I did, because you're plugged into my phone, buddy.
What am I listed as?
It says Big Fatty.
Of course it does.
Even though I do know your name, but it says Big Fatty.
Well, my sure. name is Big Fatty.
True. Very
so,
true.
Uh-huh. I mean, yeah. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't. A momentary lapse of recognition there. Sorry.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah, it was not a fun day at the good old Animal Kingdom, but, I mean, you know, it was okay. It was just a little bit more exhausting and sweat-drenching than usual.
So, in other words, you look like you got off the Kali River Rapids.
Mm-hmm. Basically,
without
yeah.
getting on it.
Yeah. When are you coming down here next?
You know, I need to get down there. I don't know. I've got the big cruise coming up in March. You know, I tried to get you and the Super Bee to do one of those, but no.
Oh, yeah. No. Well, we first need to make our way up to South Kakalaki.
Yes, you do.
Then we can talk about the crew. We talk about it all the time, how we want to come up there. So it's just a matter of, you know, finding a hole in our schedules. You know how it is when you're trying to find a hole. So,
let's just leave it at okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, Michael. Well, I think that for a first episode of The Gays, I think you did marvelous. Did I let you talk this time?
Yes, considerably more than last time. Although, of course, I don't have any French fries or gravy in front of me. So,
you know, I owe you French fries and gravy for that music bed that you sent me.
Well, when I come up to South Kakalaki, we can drown in it. How's that?
Okay. Now, when you come, now you'll be bringing the Super Bee, I assume, with you.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely.
Now,
yeah.
Is he really as gigantic as everyone says he is?
He's 6'4".
Yeah, he looked huge in that Christmas video.
In the
outtakes where he kept getting up to go change the
and
VCR.
Showing his business and everything. Yeah,
God.
I mean, he's 6'4". I'm 6'2". I mean, we're not, you know, he's not that much taller than I am, but
he sure does look it.
Well, he also had heels on in that video, so
you know, what can you
every
say?
Pretty girl needs them.
Well, exactly. Hello.
Hello. Anyway. Well, congratulations on your show. I'm very glad that you've managed to figure it all out and put it together and that you're back.
Well, I'm not sure that I've got it figured out, and I'm not sure I know what I'm doing. But anyway, we're trying a few things. I'll be interested in knowing what you think of the Memory Lane music, because I think you're probably of the age range that might actually know some of that stuff.
Yeah, more often than not, I know exactly everything you're talking about.
Okay.
So. Because I'm too far behind you in that era, so
that should scare you tremendously.
Right? Tell me about it.
Exactly. All right, Michael. So now's the time to plug your show and to say goodbye. And
now it's time to say goodbye. Oh no, I won't do that. QCast Connection, which is located at qcastct.com, and there's also a non-podcast blog at digitalmeatloaf.com, and both have a lot of fun stuff. But the podcast is at QCastCT. And it's just the three of us, supposedly two gays and a straight, yammering about whatever the fuck we feel like at any given moment.
You know, he is going to rip me a new one. I can talking about finding a hole. He's going to rip me a new one. Okay.
Well, he gets back from New York tonight, so I'll make sure that he knows that he needs to make sure he can find you on the iTunes whenever you show up.
Whenever. So. Should it ever happen. So anyway.
Yep, he is interested in it, so, you know, he listened to the LFC.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That should be the biggest pink flag of them all.
Right.
All right, Michael.
Well, have a good night.
Thank you very much for being with us, and
you're
welcome on here anytime.
Cool. I'll take you up on that.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.